Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates, February 23rd, 1953. And the title is Timothy Dolan's Last Stand. Hope you enjoy. I'm not a fan of the new music, as I've stated before. Let's get into it. Again, thanks for being a member.
Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. We'll hear the exciting story, Timothy Dolan's Last Stand, right after this message.
Jingles had no idea how dangerous life could be until the day he joined the forces of the law and became deputy to United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok. From that day forward, the two saddle partners fought their way to fame along a trail of action-packed adventure. But never were they in greater peril than the time they took a hand in Timothy Dolan's Last Stand.
Bill, we've been following Green River ever since we left the Bighorn Country. I'm getting tired of that cold wind.
All right, Jingles, let's turn the horses in towards the wood. You won't get as much wind back in those pine trees.
Now you're talking. Come on, Joker. Point your big nose east for a while.
Look out, Jingles. Buckshot is a stampede. After him, boy.
Ooh-wee, this is a lot better. That wind was cutting me right through to the bone.
Now, that's a mighty deep cut, partner. Ooh, slow down, Buckshot, boy.
Don't hoorah me, Bill. I'm freezing. Ain't we ever going to find civilization or somebody?
Well, Wyoming isn't exactly civilization, Jingle.
What's that noise?
Sounds like a tree falling.
Bill. Look out, it is!
Bill, it is falling! It's falling on us, Bill!
Jingles, you all right? Where are you?
I'm buried under this dad-blasted tree. It fell on me.
Now, what in the name of Gilligan's Mule are you two doing on my land?
Don't stand there yapping. Give me a hand.
A hand with what?
A hand with me, that's what. Now, get this tree off of me.
Glory be.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, just a little more now, and we'll have them over.
Well, it's taking you long enough.
There. All right. Now you can get up, Jingles.
No, I can't. Just dig a hole and roll me in it. I'm dead, I tell you, dead. This feather-headed weasel dropped that tree on me on purpose.
That I did not. You were trespassing at the wrong time, you were. And failed to move fast enough.
All right, hold it, both of you. It was an accident, Jingles, and nobody's hurt.
Thankful I am for that. Say, you two wouldn't be looking for a job now, would you?
No, we wouldn't.
You short-handed?
Oh, that I am. So short, I'm down to me alone. And timber to be floated down to the mill before the river freezes. And a loan to be paid to Mark Slater or lose me timber stand. That's trouble of plenty, this dog in my steps it is.
Well, now that's tough, but we got a job and I ain't about to break my back on a cross-cut saw. Let's go, Bill.
Well, speak of the devil, it's himself I was just talking about.
Who?
Mark Slater, coming again to plague me into selling out.
Oh, boy. Well, Timothy Dolan, I've come to give you your last chance. Do you sell to me or don't you?
I don't.
You're being a stubborn fool, Dolan. I'll take your land and timber at the end of the week anyway.
Not if I pay you back the loan, you won't.
Ah, you'll never pay it. After what's happened, you can't get a lumberjack to work for you, and you know it. You don't stand a chance.
I've still got till the end of the week. And by Gilligan's Mule, I'll find a way.
Ah, you're an idiot, Dolan. I've made my last offer. I'll have this land and timber on my own terms come Sunday. Nobody bucks Mark Slater and wins out. Get up!
Bill, I just all of a sudden don't like that Jasper a little bit.
I was thinking the same thing, Barton.
The devil himself he is. It was a bad day for me when I went to him for a loan, it was.
He didn't seem to care much about the loan, Tim. He talked more about the land and timber.
Yeah, he'll get it too. I'm whipped and I know it. The end of the week, all me pretty trees will belong to that spalpeen, Mark Slater. Ah, it's a sad day it is.
Maybe not.
Now, Bill.
And what do you be meaning by maybe not?
He didn't mean a thing. Not a doggone thing.
Well, it was him that said it. Let him speak.
You offered us a job, Timothy Dolan.
That I did?
No, Bill, no. We got no business in the lumber business.
Something tells me we have, partner. We'll take that job, Tim.
Well, glory be.
And something tells me I'm going to be swinging an axe with one hand and triggering a six-gun with the other. Oh, doggone it anyway.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. For reasons of his own, Wild Bill Hickok decided to accept Timothy Dolan's offer of a job. And before the sun was up the next morning, Bill and Jingles were out helping Tim log off his timber.
There goes Tim dropping another tree.
Well, we better get back to work on this one, partner. He's doing a lot better than we are.
Oh, now, why did you have to think of that?
Come on, partner, make it sing.
You get the doggonest idea.
Down, Jingle.
That's what's been happening around here.
Yeah, looks like it, partner.
Where'd it come from, Bill?
I don't know. Maybe he'll shoot again, huh?
Bill, Jingle, are you all right? Did he hit you?
No, Dad burn it, but I wish he'd shoot again so I could see where he is.
He won't. Not now, at least.
How do you know, Tim?
Oh, he's too smart, whoever he is. Shoots once and then waits until he least expected and then shoots again.
And you knew about this all the time?
Sure. I should have told you, but I didn't want to scare you off. That's how I lost every lumberjack on the place.
Well, nobody ever scared us off of nowhere. Bill, you reckon it's smart Slager to doing the shooting?
We might go ask him, Jingle.
That's a right good idea. I wonder why I didn't think of that. Come on, Bill, let's go.
That's Slater's cabin, Jingles. Keep your eyes open. Ooh, Buckshot, slow down, boy.
Easy, Joker. We might be running into a mess of hornets. Bill, there's Slater's horse.
Yeah, lathered up like he's been a-running. Hey, maybe we're on the right track after all, partner.
All right, you two, stop where you are.
There he is, Bill, and he's got a gun.
Ooh, Buckshot, ooh. Easy does it, Jingles.
Oh, Joker, we got a little business to take care of. Now, ooh.
I saw you two knotheads at Tim Dolan's last night. You've come looking for trouble, I've been saving some for you.
Why, you two-legged polecat, you're the one that's looking
Hold
for...
Hold it, partner.
But, Bill, no low-down sidewinder's
Never
gonna...
Never mind.
Oh, everybody's there.
Now, get on those nags of yours and hightail it back to where you come from. My trigger finger's getting itchy.
Not so fast, Slater. I'm kind of curious about where you've been riding so fast.
Yeah, your horse is all lathered up, too. You wouldn't just happen to be the one that singed my hair with a rifle slug now, would you?
You accusing me of causing Tim Dolan's trouble?
It would serve your purpose, Slater. You want his land and timber, don't you?
You tin-horn saddle tramp.
Billy, shooting! Now you got an idea what it means to tangle with Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok?
Yeah, Hickok. You sure came close to playing a harp that time, mister.
Never mind, Jingle.
Yeah, I heard about you, Hickok. This time you just got in the way of the wrong man. All right, boys, close in on him. And if Hickok makes a move, shoot his partner first.
Well, but Bill, we walk into a trap.
Yeah, and this is one trap you ain't never going to get out of. Shut him up in the dugout on the hill, boys, and let him rot.
You're building up a real good case against yourself, Slater.
You can't scare me, Hickok. You already dug your own grave. Get their guns and take them away, boys. Then, Shanty, you and Buck come on up to the office. I got a plan to stop Tim Dolan once and for all.
Bill, it's getting colder by the minute. I'm about to freeze.
That's what's got me worried, Jingle.
You worried about me freezing? Well, now that's right nice of you, Bill.
No, I'm worried about the river.
Oh, well, let the doggone river take care of itself.
Yeah, but if it freezes over, how are we going to float Tim's logs down to the mill?
Hey, that's right. The ice would jam up and the logs couldn't... What are you talking about, Bill Hickok? Here we are, locked up like cattle going to market.
Yeah, that's something else to think about.
It sure is. We better think about it first, too. I pushed and beat on that door till I'm sore all over and it wouldn't give an inch.
Well, we'll just have to dig out, Jingle.
Out of solid rock? You gone loco, Bill.
Well, we got to do something, partner. I heard the whole Slater bunch right off toward the river, which means bad news for Tim Dolan unless we get out of here.
And we ain't got a ghost of a chance of doing that. For once, I don't see no more hope than a piece of bacon's got on a chuck wagon. Doggone it anyway!
reckon this is going to work, Slater?
I said it would, didn't I?
Well, sure, boss.
Don't talk so much and get this log in place. Come on, you lugs. Grab a root and grout.
Here.
Come on.
Even that. That's it. We got it moving.
All right.
Come on.
Now lock it between those other two. That'll stop those chunks of ice. That's got it. Before the night's over, that'll be a solid ice dam 3 feet thick or better. I'd like to see Tim Dolan try to float logs down this river for a month.
What are we going to do about Hickok, that big deputy of his?
Well, I just figured that out too, Shandy.
Yeah?
Sure. You see that ice jam spreading across the river?
Yeah.
If there was a couple of bodies under all that ice, they wouldn't find them until the spring thaw.
Well, but then, we'd be all sold out and long gone from here.
That's right, Shandy. Come on. I like the idea so well, I'm right anxious to see it work.
Bill?
Yeah, Jingles?
We don't freeze to death. Slater and his varmints will come back and shoot us down like rats.
You're looking on the dark side, bud.
Sure I am. What else?
Hold it, Jingles.
What is it?
I thought I heard buckshot.
Hey, Bill, that is buckshot.
It sure is, Jingles, and that gives me an idea.
Oh, sure, I know. You're going to call him and tell him to go get the key to the lock on that bolt. Oh, sure.
Not quite, partner, but I'm going to call him right now.
Buckshot! Buckshot! Come here, boy!
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. With the temperature dropping like a lead dollar, Mark Slater blocked the river with a network of logs to cause an ice jam and keep Tim Dolan from floating his logs down to the mill. Meanwhile, locked in a rock wall dugout at Slater's place, Wild Bill and Jingles have just heard Buckshot's whinny outside the door to the dugout.
Atta boy, Buckshot. Found us, Bill.
Yeah, now if he can only understand what I want him to do.
Yeah, that's important, huh? What do you want him to do, Bill?
You'll see, Jingles.
Buckshot! Kick down that door, boy! Kick the door down!
Well, now, Bill, do you think he'll do it?
We can hope.
Come on, Buckshot, kick it down!
Well, Billy, good old Buckshot. Now, Joker only has sense enough to come and help him. Come on, Buckshot!
Why didn't you bring the other boys with us, Slater?
Can't trust them, Shanty. You and me's got to do this job on Hickok and Jingles by ourselves.
What I can't figure out is why you didn't just knock off Tim Dolan.
That shows how much brains you got. If Dolan was found dead, I'd be the first one they'd come looking for. Now quit trying to think and ride. We ain't got far to go.
Now, Bill, that door's too solid. Buckshot can't even make a dent in it. We're never going to get out of here.
Jingles.
Huh? What is it? Huh, Bill?
I heard something fall.
That's enough, Buckshot. Steady, boy.
Now what?
Let's try that door, Jingles.
Oh, now, Bill, you know doggone well that... Hey, it's open, Bill. Buckshot did it.
Let's see. Yep, kicked the lock right off. Good boy, Buckshot. You sure saved our necks this time.
Yeah, you sure did. Look at there. There's Joker just standing and watching him do it. You jughead, why didn't you help him?
I guess he told you, partner. Wait a minute, hold it.
Yeah, Bill, horses are coming.
Yeah, come on, grab Joker and climb up back of those rocks. Come on, Buckshot.
You reckon that's Slater and his men coming back?
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, now we're out of sight. Quiet, Buckshot.
Yeah, Joker, if you say one word, I'm liable to put you on bread and water for a week, you old no-kicker, you.
Oh! 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 Hey, Slater, look!
Huh?
Doors open. They got loose.
Well, how could they?
I don't know. But I hear that this Hickok's a slippery one.
Ah, Dad, blast the luck. Just after we got that ice jam rigged up.
Well, what are we going to do now?
I ain't licked yet. They'd hightail it for Dolan's place. Ain't nothing to do now but go for a showdown. I'll teach that meddling marshal he ain't playing no kid's game now. That's right. Go on, Roan. Get up.
I'll teach that meddling marshal he ain't playing no kid's game now. Why, that low-down brother to a sneaking coyote.
We're not through with him yet, Jingles. If he gets to Dolan's ahead of us, Tim's in real danger.
Yeah.
Hit the saddle, partner. Steady, Buckshot. All right.
Hold on, Bill. Now, I ain't moving a step without my gun.
We haven't got time, Jingles. They've got a head start.
Hi, Buckshot. After them, boy. Dig in. Ah!
Jump, Joker. Doggone it. Out of the frying pan into the fire. We keep this up, somebody's going to get burnt to a sizzle.
All right, Santy, this is it. Now keep your eyes open.
Yeah, if Hickok's around here, we'd better keep our eyes open.
Well, Bill, I thought you'd never... Slater, what are you doing here? No, don't shoot.
So, Hickok ain't made it back yet, eh? Well, Santy, we're in luck after all.
Yeah, boss, we sure are.
All right, Tim Dolan, get back in that house.
Hey, what's going on here?
You'll find out soon enough. When Hickok sticks his head in that door and gets it blown off.
Sure you know what you're doing, Slater?
Sure, I'm sure. I'll sit down with that gun trained on that door, Shanty. When Hickok and Jingles walk in, shoot. And shoot straight.
Bill, it's a good thing we didn't just bust into Tim's house behind them two.
It's Tim I'm worried about. If we tried anything, they might shoot him.
But what are we going to do?
Wait a minute, Jingles. I got an idea.
This one better be a good one.
Well, it's worth a try. We know that Slater and his men set up that ice jam to block Tim's logs.
Sure, we heard him say it, and we rode right by it, trailing them here.
And they're just sitting there waiting for us to come in that door.
That's what Slater said.
Well, we'll let them wait a little bit longer, partner. Come on, I know where there's some dynamite.
Dynamite? Now, what good's dynamite gonna do?
If they hear dynamite down by that ice jam, I think they'll leave Tim and come a-running.
Hey, now, they might at that. Come on, let's get that dynamite and give it a try.
Hickok ain't showing up.
He will.
But he got out before we got to the cave. We've already been here darn near an hour.
I said he'd show, didn't I?
If you've done anything with Hickok, Slater, it'll be the death of you.
Shut up. You make one false move, Dolan, it'll be the death of you, you blasted potato.
Hey, boss, what was that?
Dynamite.
Came from the river. Somebody's dynamite my log.
Come on, Shanty, the ice jam.
I'm coming. But I got no idea what's going on.
That blasted lawman's trying another one of his tricks.
Hickok? Well, I don't see...
There they are, on the ice in the middle of the river.
Boss, you can't hit him from here.
No, but I can keep him from setting off any more dynamite. Hurry up, get that six iron working.
Here.
Blast their hide. They don't even act like they see us.
I can't do no good shooting when I'm running.
Well, keep running.
Boss, they broke the jam. Here they come.
Let them have it.
Wild Bill Hickok will continue after this message.
They just keep coming. Slater, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no, you don't. Drop that gun.
Get back, Hickok, or I'll blast your head off.
You waited too long, mister.
No, do it, Bill. I got this varmint hog tied.
You think you're right big, don't you, Hickok?
I figure I'm big enough to take you, Slater.
Woo-wee. That punch sounded bigger than a charge of dynamite, Bill.
You got it, Bill. What was all the fireworks?
Guess your troubles are all over for a while, Tim. We're taking these two to jail for attempted murder.
It was them that built up that ice jam in the river, then.
That's right, Tim.
Yes, sir. You know, there's two of the meanest varmints we've caught in many a moon. But now you can float your logs down the river tomorrow with no trouble at all. Sorry we can't stay and help you, but we got to drag these two coyotes into jail. Yep, I sure am sorry about it.
You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. This has been a Globe Sound presentation. You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Dick Ryan, Lou Merrill, and Charlie Lung. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.